is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we conclude the series, Thy Kingdom Come, Hidden Prophecies in the Lord's Prayer. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Johnny Ray Watson with I Have Returned, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
I have returned to the God of my childhood, to that same simple faith as a child I once knew. Like the prodigal son, I long for my loved one, for the comfort of home and the God I outgrew. I have returned to the God of my childhood, Bethlehem's babe, the promised Messiah. Jesus to me,
Jesus to me,
eternal deity, oh praise his name. I have returned.
I have returned.
To the God of my mother with an unfailing faith, for the child of her heart, she said, bring them up, son, in the way that you want them, and thank God when they're grown, they'll never depart. I have returned to the God of my mother. I learned at her knee, he's a lily of the valley. Jesus to me, eternal deity, oh praise his name, I have returned.
I
have returned
God of my father,
God of my father,
to that most godlike man,
most godlike man,
a child could know. I just heard a shout from the angels in glory, just praising the Lord. A child has come home. I have returned to the father of Abraham, the shepherd of Moses, who called him the great I Am. Give Jesus to me.
Listen to this. Did you know that in his letters to the churches, the seven churches, the angel, the Spirit of God, had some things to say that were powerful. Listen to what he said the angel of the church in Philadelphia had to say from God. And I believe that although this is probably the Laodicean age, nevertheless, there's a little bit of every church age, even here today, and has been in every age and every era. Verse 10 of Revelation 3. Verse 10 of Revelation 3. Boy, listen to this. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. My friends, there is coming a great hour of temptation. It will come upon all the world, the last temptation, and it will try every man, every woman, every child that dwells upon this earth. And the vast majority will be found wanting, and they will not repent of their sins, and they will take the mark of the beast, or the name of the beast, or the number of the beast, which is 666. They will agree to the great mystery Babylon, religious and political and economic systems of the last days. They'll take the mark so that they can buy and sell, and they will be damned. All the plagues will be their lot. All the horrors of the book of Revelation will visit them. And then they along with the devil, the Antichrist and the false prophet, all of them will be thrown into the lake of fire, which burneth forever and ever, and be tormented forever and ever. But listen to this. You see, the church at Philadelphia was not a great, great church. But they had kept just a little bit of faithfulness to God. Sometimes I feel like that's the church today, the remnant out there. You know, I've had so many people tell me, Tex, I just feel so weak. I really try to serve the Lord. I just don't have enough faith. What can I do to increase my faith? Right there, in the actual asking me that question, I know that person has more faith than 99.9% of the people sitting in the pews. You know why? He or she is asking, what can I do to increase my faith? They've got just a little bit of faith and they want to know how to have more. Well, let me tell you something. God will honor that. Yes, He will give you more. And because thou hast kept the word of my patience, said the Lord, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Luke 21 says, "Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." My friends, if Jesus didn't mean it, he wouldn't have said it. Some people say, "Oh, we cannot escape the horrors that are to come." Don't call God a liar. He says here, pray, watch and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape. You know, my friends, Jesus said you can escape. You can escape the events of the last days, the great hour of temptation. You don't have to fall victim. But you've got to pray, and you've got to watch. And here is the Lord's Prayer. And what do you pray? "And lead us not into temptation." Oh, I do believe you're also asking God there, don't let us fall prey to personal sins. Sins of the flesh. Sins that stain the heart and the soul and the mind. I understand that. That's one of the elements here, perhaps. But the fact is that God wants us to endure more than just the average workaday sin, my friends. And listen to this. Did you know that it is a good thing to endure temptation? A lot of people don't know. They say, "Help me to escape it entirely, Lord." Well, that's good. But listen to James. He says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation." That means doesn't fall into it. Doesn't become a victim. "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." Now, this is prophetic. You will receive the crown of life if you endure that great hour of temptation that is to come upon the whole world. You see, the whole world shall admire the beast. He won't come as a beast. He'll come as a great statesman, a leader. And the system, the new world order, will be something good. We've got to put down terrorism. We've got to clean up the environment. We've got to stop all the drug kingpins everywhere in the world. We've got to open up the borders and make sure everyone on this earth has enough food and shelter and a good job. Oh, we've got to have a great world system. And you cannot buy or sell unless you have this name or mark or number. And it's good. You will be tempted. Everyone will do it. You'll want to conform, they say. The news industry, the Dan Rathers and Tom Brokaws, and the, I forget the other fellow's name, Jennings, and the whole group there will be telling you this is something that's wonderful. Endure it, my friend. Put it away. They're going to try you. Oh, they'll try you. And you know what? When they can't get you to willingly go along with it, they'll start to persecute you. You mean you don't worship the image? You won't take the mark? You are not worthy of even living, my friend. You're a hater. You're a hater of humanity. You're guilty of hate crimes. What, you say you'll worship only Jesus? Why, sure, he's a great man. He was a prophet, but come on now. He's not the only God. There are millions of deities to be worshiped. Don't tell us that Muhammad and Allah and Krishna and the Bhagwan and all of the Hindu gurus, don't tell us that people who worship them are going to hell. You are a hater. You're a bigot. You're intolerant. Don't you want to be one of us? Don't you want to be a loving person, merciful and kind? Don't you want to be a good Christian and love your fellow brother and accept the fact that it's okay for them to pray to Muhammad and to Allah and to Krishna? Don't you want to be a good Christian? Oh, they'll even accuse you of being an evil Christian. You're not really a Christian. Well, look at what all of the leaders say. Billy Graham, Pat Robertson, the Pope, they're all saying it's okay to be a Muslim or a Hindu or a Buddhist. You're the only holdout. And if you just say, no, I believe in Jesus only, he alone is the foundation for salvation for man, they'll hate you. They'll persecute you. They'll tempt you. They'll say, you know, your family would be much better off. You're going to lose your job. You're going to lose all your possessions. You might be put in a re-education camp or internment center. You don't want that to happen to you. Oh, my friends, it's going to be tempting. Now, some Christians are going to get angry and say, God, why are you tempting me? Why are you allowing this temptation to occur? James warns about that. He says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. God's not going to tempt you, but I'm telling you, if you lead yourself into temptation, you'll be lost. And so what do you pray to God? And God, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Here we have the last. The next verse. But deliver us from evil. Remember what I told you about Jesus saying, pray that you will be accounted worthy to escape these things? That's deliver us from evil. Evildoers in the last days will continue. They will not repent. And they will want to deliver you up to the judges and the magistrates for punishment because you will not bend in your faith to Jesus. But the Lord, if you pray to him, deliver us from evil, will give you, my friend, listen to me closely, an ark of protection. He gave it to Noah. He gave it to Lot. He gave it to Joseph. He'll give it to you as well, an ark of protection. And finally, we get to the last. Oh, I saved the best for last, and so did God of the Lord's Prayer. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This is prophetic. God is going to have his kingdom and his power and all the glory, and it'll be forever. And it says, amen. Well, that closes the deal, doesn't it? That closes the deal. And listen to what he says in Revelation 21. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. My friends, the kingdoms of this world now belong to Satan, but not for long. Jesus will come. Satan will have a big end. Oh, it'll be a bang. He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. And he wants you to sit down with him in his throne. All you have to do is accept him. You'll come down with a new Jerusalem. You'll be a citizen of that great city. And you'll recognize God, and you too will proclaim, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That's prophetic.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.